Good evening. This is Steve Howard, station manager for 97 Country WPCV. Many of our regular listeners of 97 Country's Sunday Classic show have noted the recent absence of our host, Woody Wooden. Woody has been on medical leave the past several weeks battling recently diagnosed cancer. Tonight it comes to me the unhappy task to announce that Woody lost that battle, passing away peacefully Wednesday night at Lakeland Regional Medical Center. Before we continue with our regular classic show, we'd like to tell you a little bit about Woody. Woody was only 15 years old when he began his radio career at WJCM in Sebring. After graduating from high school, followed by 4 years in the Navy, Woody wound up working in Lakeland in 1960 as a DJ at Top 40 WYSE while attending Florida Southern College. He was a graduate of Polk Community College and the University of Central Florida with a degree in political science. Woody left Lakeland in 1962 for a short period at WINQ in Tampa before moving on to Baltimore and WISZ for 3 years as a country music DJ. Returning to Florida in 1966, Woody spent a year back in Sebring as general manager for WSEB before heading to Cypress Gardens WGTO in 1967. Woody was news director at WLAK in Lakeland in 1971, then program director at WONN in 1972 and 73. Woody moved into the sales end of the business in 1975 when he returned to WGTO and was sales manager there from 1980 to 1984. While at WGTO, he worked with Nancy Kateris, who is currently the general sales manager here at 97 Country.
I first worked with Woody Wooden from 1978 to 1983, and again since he joined Hall Communications in 1998. Woody was very good at his job, but more importantly, Woody was such a good friend. He was loyal, kind, caring, and had a great sense of humor. We shared so many good times, and I will miss Woody terribly.
Following his time at WGTO, Woody then spent a year in Fort Pierce as general manager of WAVW in 1987, then as a DJ and newsman at WDBO in Orlando from 1988 to 1997. Since 1998, Woody had been in sales at Hall Communications' Big Four stations in Lakeland, WPCV, WONN, WLKF, and WWRZ. Art Robotham, president of the Hall Radio Group, had these words to say about his friend and associate.
Woody Wooden was one of the nicest men I ever met. He never had a cross word about anyone. His pleasant personality brought smiles to his listeners on the 97 Country Classic Show. His brain burner contests were fun and engaging. He was an outstanding marketing consultant. What I remember most about Woody was how professional and prepared he was for every assignment. Woody left nothing to chance. Each remote break and stop set was pre-planned, but you would never know it from listening on the air. He was that smooth. That's why he was so successful. He was always thinking of his listeners and clients rather than of himself. We will miss Woody dearly. He was a huge talent, and his passing is a great loss to the Hall Radio family.
During his employment with the Hall Radio Group, in addition to his role as sales associate, Woody volunteered to fill in one weekend as host of the Sunday Night Classic Show. It's a move that turned into a successful, permanent position as a member of the 97 Country Air staff. Woody's knowledge of classic country music, his skills as an announcer, and his warm, friendly delivery turned that Sunday evening program into the highest-rated listening period throughout the broadcast week of any WPCV program. Mike James, 97 Country Program Director, attributed Woody's on-air success to his love of classic country music.
And just about everybody here at 97 Country enjoys the classic country music, but nobody cherished it more than Woody. It truly was a joy to listen to his Sunday Night Classic show. He was an absolute pleasure to work with, and he truly was a good friend. Woody, we miss you, but we know you've joined an elite group of stars in heaven. Godspeed, my friend.
Woody's professional successes weren't limited to his talents as an air personality. The Imperial Polk Advertising Federation named Woody the Ad Man of the Year for 2002-2003. He was a member of the prestigious Hall Communications Million Dollar Sales Club, as well as Silver, Gold, and Platinum Sales Clubs. Woody earned the designation of being a certified radio marketing consultant from the Radio Advertising Bureau. Ed Kirkland, local sales manager for the Hall Radio Group here in Lakeland, worked with Woody in sales and was also at Woody's bedside Wednesday night.
I have worked with Woody for quite some time. I had the privilege to walk with him through his battle with cancer. Through this process, we become pals. We earned each other's trust, and there was nothing that we could not share with each other. He talked about life, his lovely wife, Mary Ann, his two children, Dorothy and Brian. We had talks about God, of course about radio and sales, and he always welcomed the opportunity for me to pray with him. And one thing about heaven, Woody certainly was looking forward to going there. And I will miss my friend, my pal. I love you.
We here at 97 Country and all the Hall Radio Group stations in Lakeland know that you will miss Woody as much as we will. We send out our love to Woody's family, his wife Mary Ann, his son Brian, and his daughter Dorothy. If you would like to share your thoughts and blessings about Woody with his family and fans, we invite you to sign Woody's online guest book. Click the link below Woody's picture on the WPCV.com homepage. And at the bottom of Woody's biography page is a link to the guest book. Your thoughts and feelings will be shared with Woody's fans and his family. Woody was the ultimate radio professional, and right about now, he would be saying, "Let's get on with the show." So let's do that. God bless you, Woody.